Distorted View Daily proudly presents Great Moments in Curing Homosexuals.
I want to touch people. That's all I want to do.
That's okay,
sir. I want to touch people. I want you to touch me.
Hey freaks, it's Monday, May 14th, 2007. Coming up on the program today, ice cold condoms, when a flamethrower meets a child's face, and drowning in fish feces. All of this plus your emails today on the Distorted View Show.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Hey freaks, Tim Henson with you. This is the Distorted View Show. Thank you guys so much for checking out the Monday podcast, and I hope you guys had a great weekend and you're nice to your mommies. Got them flowers. I love after holidays here on Distorted View because you're just going to get tons of stories about people doing weird, sick, fucked up shit. Like on 4th of July, you know, after 4th of July, you'll get the obligatory people setting off fireworks in their house or in their pants. Some guy, you know, sticks a firecracker in his dick hole and starts fucking his wife while it's lit or something. You know, just weird shit like that. This is Distorted View, after all. So I'm waiting to see how many, sons decapitating mothers or embalming them while they're at the, you know, Kmart or something. Weird shit like that. So hopefully those stories will be coming in soon, in the coming days on Distorted View. So I have a couple things that I want to share with you that listeners have sent in. And, you know, you've all heard by now, if you're a fan of Distorted View, you've heard of the dickhole guy. You all know his deal. But have you heard of the pisshole girl? What? That's right. Jonathan sent this in. And it was a video that was like 10 minutes long. I managed to cut it down to about just under 2 minutes. And you don't need any more than that. You get the idea here after a few seconds.
Yeah.
Let's take a listen.
Come on, ready. Push in. Get deep. Okay, now get shot.
Now, when the director is saying push it in, he's directing the guy in the video to push his dick in the girl's pee hole, her urethra. Guy's a director. I don't think Steven Spielberg has ever had to tell one of his actresses to open their urethra wider. Dakota Fanning in War of the Worlds. Come on. How am I going to get a close-up if you don't stretch it wide? Come on, Dakota Christ.
Okay, now get shot.
I didn't have these type of problems on Schindler's List. They just knew. I need wide, stretchy urethras. Take another hit, Dakota.
Oh, yeah. Raise. Yeah, got it. Okay, go back in. Okay, now. Good ones.
Okay, why is that woman moaning? You don't have to pretend it's just a photo shoot. I'm assuming they're just shooting video for this guy's portfolio or something. I don't know.
Yeah, got it. Okay, go back in.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah.
I can see your pen hole.
Danny, give me the chrome camera, please.
Oh, yeah. Your pee hole is like wrapped around his cock. Fuck that pee hole.
Fuck that pee hole.
Fuck that pee hole.
Okay. That's what he's doing.
You want to come in her?
Oh, no.
I want a pee hole.
Don't.
I want to see it come. I want to see your pisser come out of her pee hole.
That's lovely. So now this guy is going to come in this chick's urethra, her pee hole. That's good. I mean, that has to burn, right?
Don't come out of her. Bury that pee hole right up, right up in her bladder. Come on.
Bury that.
Fuck her, come in her.
Oh,
tell me
when
I'll do it. Come.
Right now, come in her.
All right. Here for the money shot. Drum roll, please. And.
Oh, yeah. Come. Oh, shit. My pee hole. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Fill it up. Yeah.
I'm going to see him coming out. And,
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit.
It's all right. You
ready?
Change hands or something.
I got it.
Oh, my God.
It came out. Sounds like a cum fart. I love all the chatter in the background about, because the guy has to hold her pussy lips or something, like stretch them out so you can actually see what's going on in there. And so the guy's like stretching out her pussy, and then the guy who's actually having sex with her is like banging, and the guy has really long ball hair, and so the ball hair is rubbing up against the guy who's holding the pussy lips. It's just a disgusting video all around. And the ball hair is all wet because of whatever's going on in there. I don't know if he's using some sort of lube or if it's just pussy juice or cum or whatever. It's all sticky and nasty. And there you have this farting sound.
Oh, my God.
The least appealing porno ever.
Oh, I can feel juice just dripping down my ass.
Yes, ripping down her ass. There you go. There's the pee hole girl. Cheryl Murkowski, what do you have to say about that?
My dick is one.
Oh, your dick is hard, huh? What else?
My clit is hard.
Oh, thank you, Cheryl. She sent me a couple sound clips in. Hey, the final thing I want to play before we get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news comes from, Jerry, I think is his name. And this was, I think, posted on E-Bombs World or, you know, one of those websites. It's a 911 call. Let me just tell you, this is like 5 minutes long. I'm not going to play it for you. It's kind of repetitive at about the 1 minute mark, but here, take a listen.
We've removed some personal information from the following 911 call. You will hear tone where the information has been removed.
Mm-hmm. Boy, weak.
Thank you for that.
Cameron Heights emergency.
Yeah, can you please send rescue to...
Wow, he is swearing at her. Can you please send rescue? Fuck you, twat, shit, cunt lips.
I think I'm having an overdose at school with my wife.
Okay, you and your wife?
Yes.
Overdose of what?
Marijuana. But I don't know if it had something in it.
Lightweight.
Okay.
Can you please send rescue?
Okay, how old are you?
I'm 29 years old, and my wife is 26. Please come.
26?
Yes, please.
Have you guys been drinking also?
What?
Have you guys been drinking today, too?
No, that's it.
No, and is there any weapons in the house?
No. Please come.
Okay, we're on our way. Do you guys have fever or anything?
No, I think we're dying.
Okay, how much did you guys have?
I don't know. We made brownies, and I think we're dead. I really do.
Okay, how much did you put in the brownies?
I don't know.
Was it a bag? Who made the brownies?
My wife and I did. Cuba, come here.
Okay, get her.
He's telling countries to come to him. I don't understand. Don on the phone.
She's on the.
Cuba, come here. Belize, you're next.
Living room ground right now.
Is she breathing?
She's barely breathing.
Is she awake?
I think so.
Yeah. Okay, can you look?
Pardon?
Can you look?
Yeah, I can feel her. She's laying right down in front of me. Time is going by really, 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 really slow.
Okay, well, I'm on the phone with you, and do you know how much of it you bought and put in the brownies?
Pardon?
How much did you buy?
Just please send rescue.
They're on the way, but I'm trying to figure out how much you bought and put into the brownies, sir.
Probably like a quarter ounce total.
A quarter ounce total into the brownies? Did you guys eat all the brownies?
Yeah, we did.
Okay. And you ate...
She's playing solitaire.
But how many... Was it a big batch? A little batch?
It was a quarter ounce.
Okay, but brownie-wise, how many pieces do you guys think you guys had?
Duncan Hines, I don't know. What?
I don't know. I probably had like a small chunk. Please come. What time is it?
Yeah, just a small chunk, and he's tripping his balls off. There you go. The rest of the 911 call is pretty much more of the same, really. It's a little repetitive, but if you want to hear it, maybe I'll play it sometime for you on the extended portion of the show. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, effective news right now. Just a quick reminder for you, if you're not a member of the Sideshow, what are you waiting for? SuperFreakSideshow.com is the web address. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. That's like in 2 months free. and you get full access to the Distorted View archives. You can listen to all 570 shows or whatever that we've done, plus exclusive content like extended shows, exclusive weekend programs that we do occasionally, and of course video cast, all sorts of good stuff. I'm also giving away a Nintendo DS this month to one lucky Sideshow member. So sign up now, superfreaksideshow.com, all right? It's cheap, and it keeps me off the street. First story we have for you today, I don't know. High on, it's a bad pot. First story we have for you today comes from West Virginia. A Wyoming county man says he found a condom in his iced tea glass. Which really wouldn't have bothered him so much, but he did ask for unsweetened. That waitress is not going to get a good tip. This all went down last Mother's Day, and now he lives in fear that he contracted a disease from it, and he is suing the Shoney's restaurant in Logan and the company that operates it. Shoney's. The lawsuit filed last Thursday by James and Selena Bledsoe says that upon discovering the condom, James immediately became horribly ill, dry heaving and nearly vomiting at the table. I believe we have an example of dry heaving.
Guys! What is it? I gotta do something. She's throwing up. What is it? Go!
Everything's ungodly. Gorgals, slikings. Named as defendants in the lawsuit are the restaurant manager, assistant manager, and the server who waited on the Bledsoes. The lawsuit alleges that the Bledsoes, their two children, and several other family members were eating at the Logan restaurant last May 14th when James saw the unwrapped condom in his half-finished drink. When he returned from the bathroom... half-finished drink. I'm trying to think if cum floats or if it'll sink to the bottom. I think... it'll sink to the bottom. You know what I mean? You might be okay, James. You might not swallowed any cum. Oh, wait, though, the straw, if you drank it out of a straw, the straw takes the liquid from the bottom. Oh, you were fucked, dude. Big, thick globs coming up from the straw. It's like you're drinking bubble tea. Anyways, when this some bitch returned from the bathroom, James allegedly saw the restaurant's assistant manager and several other employees, including his server, laughing. A call to show rest, Chief Operating Officer Rory Smith was not immediately returned on Friday. The lawsuit alleges that the restaurant manager promised to comply with Bledsoe's request to keep the glass and its contents so it could be tested, but didn't. It caused him, James, a great deal of stress. Initial tests for communicable diseases were negative. Communicable. But Bledsoe expects to be tested for the next 7 years. That's good, because, you know, VD is for everybody.
VD is for everybody. Not just for a few.
Notice how VD rhymes with iced tea. All right, moving right along. Next story we have for you today comes from Massachusetts, and this was actually sent to me via email from Distorted View listener Scott. So thank you very much, Scott. Four fish farm workers are rescued from feces. My interest is piqued. This nasty rescue is no fish tail. Oh, God. AP. Just stick to the fucking news. Rescuers cut through a filtration tank of dense fish feces to reach four workers who fell into the sludgy dung Friday. I've never heard that phrase before, sludgy dung, but I like it. Yes, they fell into sludgy dung on Friday while cleaning the 18-foot tank at a western Massachusetts farm. Wow, everyone says their job is the worst, but I think cleaning fish shit, that's got to top the list. That, or having your urethra pounded by a 10-inch dick. It's coming in on a close second of worst jobs ever. Or maybe the first. I'm not sure what's worse, actually. Anyways, the workers became trapped for 45 minutes after a bracket holding a plastic filtration pad collapsed as workers stood on it to clean the fiberglass tank, said Turner's Falls Fire Captain David Dion. One of the farmhands was submerged in what Dion described as a sand and feces mix, while the other three had their heads above the sludge. Speaking of sand, on Saturday we all went to Erie, Pennsylvania, the big city, to celebrate Joey's birthday. You remember last week I said it was my good friend Joe Donatone's birthday? Well, that was on the 8th, but we decided to wait until the weekend to actually celebrate it. And Joe loves sushi, of all fucking things, so we went to this Japanese steakhouse, and Joe ordered some of the most disgusting shit I've ever seen or smelled in my life. One of it was like urchin intestines or something, I don't know. But then after he ordered it, he excused himself to go to the restroom, and the waitress came running back to the rest of us at the table, and she said, okay, I can tell this to you now that he's left, but I swear to God, there is nothing more disgusting than what he just ordered. She's like, it makes me puke. Since I work here, I had to try everything at least once, and she said the taste was a mixture of peanut butter and sand. I think that's how she described the texture. And the taste was kind of like fishy grass clippings. It looked, when she brought it out to us, it was pink and mushy. It kind of looked like that spreadable meat stuff or something. I don't know. Just disgusting. But, you know, that's what he wanted. Happy birthday. Can't imagine that went through the digestive system well. One of the farmhands was submerged in what Dion described as sand and feces mix, while the other three had their heads above the sludge. Oh, Dion said rescue workers cut a hole in the side of the tank at the farm. Quote, it was very slimy and it was heavy. Never seen anything like it in my life. One worker who fell under the feces was airlifted to Bay State Medical Center in Springfield, but was talking with paramedics, and he did not appear to have life-threatening injuries. The other three were taken by ambulance to a local hospital with minor injuries. Shit inhalation or something. Final story we have for you today. I have to tell you, I saw this news story, and I thought, oh, this would be great for Distorted View. Could load up my sound clips on this one. And then I actually, the news story featured a picture of this kid, this mangled mutant child. And I was like, I cannot read this story. But then I came back to it a few minutes later and I said, you know, this is Distorted View. You're supposed to laugh at the things you're not supposed to laugh at. So now I'm going to use this child's mangled face as today's album artwork. No, I won't do that. But I will provide a link if you guys want to see the child's face. What used to be his face, I guess. Because the second you see that it's a real person, it's not quite as funny anymore, right? A boy of 9 years old suffered horrific burns to his face after he was sprayed with a can of deodorant and set on fire. I went two times with the burn, baby, burn, because he was burned that much. Nick Mallinson may need plastic surgery after the... My face is melting! Oh, sweet Christ! I love my flamethrower sound effect. Oh, now my eyebrows are gone. I will never have lips again. Burned off. Okay, one more. I will never lose my virginity. Who wants to have sex with a slice of pizza for a face? Okay. Let's move on here. He was confronted by a boy of around the same age as him who began spraying him in the face with deodorant and asking, "Do you like it?" I think I've seen a porno like that. I said no, but he kept on spraying it, and then he pulled out a lighter from his pocket and set fire to my face, said Nick. Holy shit. I started waving my hands around trying to put out the flames, but I couldn't. I just got on my bike and cycled home while my face was still burning. People in the neighborhood must have been freaked out. seeing this bicycle whizzing on through with a glowing ball of fire for a head. It's like the Ghost Rider. Wow. I mean, why would someone do that to another person? His shocked mother, Kay Mallinson, summoned the help of a neighbor who called an ambulance while she soothed his wounds with cold water and a wet cloth. Nick was taken to a local hospital before being moved to the burns unit at Pinderfield General Hospital in Wakefield, where he was treated overnight for burns to his face and body. His mother said, "He's just so brave. He was more concerned about me crying than his own pain and kept on telling me to keep smiling." Poor kid. "I am devastated that this has happened to him. It makes me cry when I see his face." You're not the only one. When I first saw him, I just couldn't think of what to do. I called my friend over and she just went into autopilot. Nick, by the way, suffered 7% burns to his face and could require surgery. Oh, he's still in the single digit percentage of burns. He's fine. With your belly aching, it's not even 10% of his face. In the meantime, he has been given a special gel to ease the pain. He did not, it's called Astroglide, it's what eases my pain. He did not know the culprit and said the attack was totally unprovoked. So there you go. He'll be out of school for at least a month and can't stay in the sun because his wounds are still raw. His head will start glowing and then explode if the sun rays hit it. My kryptonite! All right, that, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of ya. Hey, I forgot to mention this. My friend up here in Ashtabula, Andy, let me just read you the email that I got. Andy says, "Hey, Tim, I was sitting at work today, and I got one of the funniest text messages I've gotten in a while. My friend Dave, a fellow DB listener, sent me this, and I quote, 'I just saw an old lady get hit by a car, and thanks to Tim and Distorted View, I just laughed my ass off and kept driving.'" Andy thinks it would make a great slogan for the show. I don't know about that, but I know it would look fantastic on a t-shirt. All right, let's do a couple voicemails. Okay. What? 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 Why are we whispering? Huh? I'm hanging up on you. Okay, fine, we'll talk later.
Tim.
What?
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 Sopranos. Whenever they're fucking... Tony was fucking his chick. First thing that came to my mind was, oh, Tony's dick got hard.
His dick go hard. Tony's dick go hard.
Hey, Timmy. Fuck you.
Okay.
It's the pool guy from Florida. Most fucked up state.
Ding.
I started my own fucking podcast like I said I would.
Okay.
Fucking uglymusic.libsyn.com.
All right.
Go to markj420.tk. That's also... a link to that fucking...
Oh, wow, a TK website. That cost you all of what? Nothing?
So fuck you. Every message I've recorded on your shit that you played on my show is going to be on that fucking show, too. And including this one. Fuck you. Bye.
Okay. Well, everyone check out his website. I don't know if he was... Okay, whatever.
Fuck it like you want it. Fuck you like you want it. Fuck you like you mean it. Fuck you like you mean it. Yo, dig it hard.
Good song.
Yo, dig it hard. Hey, that, if that song doesn't top the chart, I, sir, do not know what would.
I know.
You gotta make that a ringtone, too.
Oh, that really? Will definitely be one of the first ringtones I put up there. I was very proud of that song. And also, for you Sideshow members, I'll put that other, the other version of the song that I recorded.
Where are you? Hey, Tim, it's Sugar Tits from California.
Hey, Sugar Tits.
I've got a way that you could get back at least the Crazy Ethnic People jingle.
Oh, really? How?
That was last.
I'll bite.
Correct me if you're wrong, but you're the one who made it originally. So why don't you get off your lazy ass and make a new one?
I suppose I could, but it won't be the same, right?
Okay, Timmy. So Scary Bomb, I forgot to mention. Did you know that if you are still missing some of your sounds, you can...
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Hey, Tim, this is Hillary from Virginia. So I have something pretty funny for you.
Okay.
A while back, my school had a date rape awareness week.
I hope they led by example.
Well, that's funny enough in itself. The best part was when at lunch, students were passing out rape statistics taped to blow pops, proving that rape truly is like candy.
Rape is like... I've been saying it for years now. Rape is like candy.
Hey, Tim. I'm just going to get right to the chase, and I have a bizarre sex term for you.
All
right,
it's bizarre sex term time.
Bizarre sex. Oh, the bloody snake.
Oh, I'm sorry. What was
snake?
That? The bloody snake.
I call it the bloody snake.
All right.
It's where a girl is giving a guy a blowjob, and right in the middle, she bites down on his dick, and it starts bleeding. And if you listen closely enough, he makes a hissing sound.
It's deflating.
Hey, Tim. Santiago from Ecuador here.
Hi, Santiago.
I wanted to say, you shouldn't retire the dick get hard bit, because it's really funny.
Well, the dicky horde bit. Well, we'll come back. I'm sure we're going to take a little break from that. I mean, my dick is still horde, but I don't think everyone needs to know about it. I mean, if anyone wants to help me with my problem, please email me.
Hey, to me, it's Q from Houston, Texas. Just calling to let you know that I too am fascinated with the world of soda, or as you fuckstars call it, pop.
Yeah, I mean, it's really funny when. You know, it's just one of my weird things that I really enjoy, and I mentioned it a few times on the show, and then people started emailing me, and there's a lot of people that are fascinated with the cola industry for some reason.
Soda, damn it. Anyway, yeah, man, if you make a podcast and soda is the subject, you can count me in as a paying member. So keep up the great work on DZ.
Shit.
Love it, man. Thank you very much.
All right. Well, you should sign up and pay me anyways, regardless if I do the soda cast or not. But yeah, I definitely want to do that.
Hey, Tim, it's Wino, one of your soccer mom listeners. Actually, sadly, my children's bowl dropped out of soccer this spring, so
I'm
ex-soccer mom. But I just want to thank you for that lovely tribute to mothers. Oh, Corey, your mother must be so proud of you. Such an artist, such an artist.
Corey's a monster.
And I just enjoyed the Every Woman one that you only get if you're a community member.
Yes.
And because I had my own special version of it, I'm Every Woman, I would say to speak. It was I'm Every Woman after three beers.
Hey, you know, I was just looking at your phone number here, and it looks like you live really close to Ashtabula. Are you in the area or something? Let me know.
Tim, what's up?
Stoned, I'm thinking.
Forgot what I was going to say. Oh, man.
This one's only... Yeah. Wait. Okay, well, screw you. I'm not going to listen to fucking 50 seconds of that. This one's 9 seconds. This is the last one we'll play today.
Hey, Tim. This is Tommy from Michigan. I was just wondering, when you say, email me, are you doing a retard impression? Give it a good work. Later.
I don't know. I honestly don't remember how that got started. It's just something that I do all the time now. Email me. I don't know why I do that. Honestly, if anyone could remember the first time I did that on the show... And if there was any explanation to why I did that, I would love to know. Half the shit I do on the show has no explanation whatsoever. That's why if you're not finding something funny, chances are no one is. Right? Whew. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of Distorted View. I just got really depressed there for a second. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-44... Hold on a second. I just thought of something. 4463, that's 206-660-GOD, as in, oh, God. Ow! My skin feels like potato chips and smells like charcoal. Vote for us at Podcast Alley. Subscribe via iTunes. Want you guys to digusundig.com. And we will see you back here tomorrow for the Big Tuesday Show. Until then, you guys have a great day. Bye, everybody.